escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Boy, it's getting darker as we go through this day.
Five hits.
It's getting a little darker.
No walks last night. It's dark, Hugh. It is dark. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we react to a disaster up in New York, I'm embarrassed personally. I'm embarrassed for the Phillies. I just, that series was all of our worst nightmares, and it played out just like many people thought it could. Hugh Douglas, of course, you know, peacocking around here. I told you so this morning. Where do you come down on the Phillies? What should that reaction be at the stadium tonight? And are they going to be okay? All right, quickly, before we get back to the phone lines here, little Eagles announcement this morning. I know people always wait for this and wonder when they're going to be. Hugh, we got the announcer from the Eagles on which games they're going to wear the Kelly green this year.
Okay.
So this year is a little twist. Unless I'm forgetting, I believe every time they've worn the Kelly green, have we done this now for the last 2 years? I think it debuted in 23.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it in 23. We did it in 24. This will be year three with the Kelly greens as an alternative jersey. The Eagles have three games this year. And from my memory, all the other ones have all been home games. This year, we're getting two home games with the Kelly green, but also a road game.
Okay.
So they're going to wear the Kelly greens at home in week 8 against the Giants.
I had a feeling it was going to be the Giants.
At home in week 18 against the Commanders, which could be obviously huge for the division title if it comes down to the final game. They're also going to wear them on the road week 12 at Dallas.
That's pretty cool.
So they're wearing them for all three of the six NFC East games.
Okay, that'll be nice.
Now that's a rivalry pack
right there. That's what you do. You wear the colors that the throwback colors.
Yeah, the people like the colors.
Yeah, the color. Yeah.
All right, so week 8, week 12, week 18. And week 8 and week 18 at home for the Kelly green this year for the Phillies. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We got to deal with this again. This is three straight days we're doing this. Dom, the Mets fan, is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going now? Hey,
it's,
Kyle.
It's not going well.
Selection on the music, man. That's about the only good thing you do.
Taking shots. All right, Dom, what do you got?
All right, before you hang up on me like you always do, let me cook a little bit here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First of all, how classless are the Phillies fan base to boo their team after losing three games? Come on.
Classless? No, it's not classless. It's warranted. Did you see that nonsense last night?
I mean, BTA, I know, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Put the whooping on them. Hugh, you were talking about clapping back, right?
Something to that effect. What about it?
You know what else claps back? The Phillies' cheeks whenever they play the Mets.
That wasn't good. Yeah.
That wasn't a good one. Yeah. But
we got to do better.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to double down on this, Joe. You said the division's over. You still feel that way?
The Phillies are still going to win the division. I mean, over now feels like a weird way to frame it, considering it's a race, and it's going to probably be a race the whole way. I still believe the Phillies are going to win the division. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check back in at the end of September.
Well, I mean, everyone else will. I mean, you think people are going to let me forget this if they blow it? I mean, my face is going to be attached to this dumb division if we don't win it. So I get it. And, Dom, we appreciate the phone call. I still think they're going to win the division.
You know,
Dom kind of stinks.
Well, of course he does. And we've had it's the Phillies' fault that we've had to hear from him three straight days. He's not calling after Phillies wins.
No, he's kind of brutal.
Yeah, no, he's brutal. He thinks he's funny too. He stinks. All right, let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Hey, Kay.
I'm gonna need a second for this one, Joe. But not so long ago, I remember having a putrid team. So I appreciate having a competitive playoff team, and that's what we have right now. And I don't judge playoff teams during the regular season, but this series was a glimpse into the playoffs. And like I said before, when I called y'all early in the season, I said this is a see-what-you-got year. And we see what we got. The roster is flawed. And I mean, Trey, we know you're not going to make the play in the hole for $300 million. We already know that. But get your jersey dirty for the kids in the stands. The effort, you can give $300 million effort. We know you're not going to make the play. And, I mean, the pitchers have to be perfect because the ball to the left side of our infield is like, you don't need – first play of the series. Trey couldn't make a routine play there.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's a see what you got here. Like I said before, Dombrowski, you are on your clock, on the clock at the last out. As soon as it's over, get to work. You got a head start now because we know the roster is flawed. He's got to become a left fielder. I mean, the last game, as soon as the season's over, Trey, you got to start taking balls in left. We got to get a shortstop, a World Series shortstop, because I mean, it's hard to watch him, and then you watch Lindor turn those plays out there. And I mean, you know, I like Topper. He's doing, you know, what he can with what he's got, but you know, our roster has to change. We're a playoff team. We'll go there, but I think we know. And then losing Wheeler, it makes it tough to go with it. So, like I said before, it's a see what you got year. I think we know what we got. And we'll go to the playoffs, but we're getting a little glimpse of what it's going to look like at the end.
Well, it feels like that, unfortunately. It does, Kay. All right, Kay, what do you got for your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go with Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. We've got some big guesses
here. Yeah, that big time right there.
Not it, Kay. Martin, was that... Did he peak? Did it end in the 90s?
Well, no, in the 90s, I think something happened
when
he was...
Well, that's when the show was out, right, Martin? That was the show, Martin, early 90s.
He had a situation where, I think it was in the 90s, where he wore a sweat top and he fell out or something like that because he was trying to drop some weight or something. It was some controversy he had behind that, but no, it wasn't him.
I just feel like Martin Lawrence, it kind of ended after the 90s. Like, I know he's still done some things in movies.
Yeah.
But, like, he was a star.
Yeah, he was early 90s. He was definitely big time.
He was big time, and then it kind of fell off. That's a good guess. That is not it, though. All right. We got a lot to discuss here coming up. We'll get everyone's phone calls on the Phillies. And I want to throw something out because clearly many people out there are either frustrated with me or think I'm to blame for the Phillies. So now, you know what? I planted my flag on Monday. I just replanted it because our caller asked me to do it. I still believe the Phillies are going to win the division. So now we're going to throw it out to everyone else. Do people think they're going to blow this thing? They're four up. I still believe they're going to win the division. We'll discuss it, their odds to win it, where they're at right now in the standings, and kind of how this is going to play out over the next few weeks. 215-592-9494. That is how you join us. It is the Midday Show. And apparently there was a shot fired at me by a fellow Midday host on WFAN up in New York. What's going on there? We'll hear that as well. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given you a reason to lock into the college football season. Or right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right. Bet $5 on any bet. And if you win, you'll walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use those bonus bets on week one lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, whatever you got circled on the college football calendar. FanDuel's easy to use, safe, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.